It was an emotional day for family members, members of the public and Royal Canadian Legion members who gathered at St. Andrew Street. James's Cemetery in Orillia on Thursday to mark the 79th anniversary of Stanley Peacock's death. We are gathered here today to honor and remember aircraftsman First Class Stanley Peacock, who gave his life to the service of Canada 79 years ago today, said Bill Sargent, president of the Royal Canadian Air Force Association, RCAF 441, Huronia, Wing. Peacock was a member of the Royal Canadian Air Cadet 99 Squadron in Orillia during the Second World War and was working as an electrician's helper apprentice at Hunter Boats, located on the shore of Lake Couchiching, helping to build fairmiles, a type of boat used for coastal operations during the war. On October 13, 1943, Fairmile Q-116 was the last fairmile boat built by Hunter Boats. After finishing for the day, the workers left for dinner. Upon returning later that evening, they heard a dripping sound coming from the boat and soon realized it was gasoline coming from a pipe connection. Minutes after, the gas ignited. An unconfirmed report states the cause of ignition was from a broken light bulb. As a result, six workers were seriously injured and Peacock was killed. The explosion knocked him 100 yards out into the water of Lake Couchiching. The fact that a small town like Orillia made ships during the Second World War for the Canadian Navy is very important, and when a 16-year-old boy dies, it is something that needs to be remembered for years to come, said Rick Purcell, president of Orillia's Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 34. Even though Stanley is gone, he is still with us today, and his story will live on, noted part of a statement written by Ray Rofflob, a longtime friend of Peacock's. In attendance at the ceremony were members of the Ontario Provincial Police and the Orillia Fire Department. If it wasn't for the quick response of the Orillia Fire Department and police back in 1943, there easily would have been more casualties, Sergeant said. After the speeches, the Colour Guard led the procession, and bugler Tony Beresford played the last post, followed by a minute of silence. Family members laid a wreath in Peacock's memory. The Royal Canadian Legion is planning a permanent memorial at the location of the explosion, with the goal of having it in place by this time next year. Legion officials are working with the City of Orillia and Parks Canada to find the home for the memorial. Officials thanked to Steve Sanderson of Signature Memorials for cleaning and preparing Peacock's gravestone in advance of Thursday's ceremony.